If you ventured out on Ash Wednesday and you made it to St. Jude, you may have been here for one of my masses or services and heard me talk about Herb Brooks and the miracle on ice, because Wednesday was the anniversary of that great feat in 1980 at the Lake Placid Olympics. And afterwards, I had more than a few of you reach out to me and tell me, "We had to go home and watch the movie. We've seen it a million times, but we had to go and watch it again." I think it's a good thing to do on anniversaries like this. And we do this with our favorite books, and we do this with our favorite movies. We know the end of the story. We know how it all the things kind of come in together. We know that the U.S. defeat the Soviets and then go on to win the gold medal. We know that the good guys always beat the bad guys in the end. We always know that Frodo destroys the Ring of Power in Mount Doom. We know the end of the stories, but we keep reliving them. We keep watching and reading and reliving those moments, repeating the story, because the story is important. And when we retell it and we watch it or read it, it comes alive again. And I believe we receive this very deeply in our faith from our Jewish ancestors. They're great storytellers. They would tell their oral traditions generation after generation, and especially the story of their freedom, the story of the Exodus and the Passover. It's one of their favorite stories that they relive each year, going from slavery to freedom. That story doesn't get old, and we have to retell it over and over again so that the younger generation learns it. And the Jews, they don't just tell the story, they experience it. It's part of their customs that they certainly tell the story, all the details, but they sing the songs, and they have a memorial meal every year at Passover, a Seder meal. Maybe some of you have participated in one before. And they eat that bitter herb, and I've heard it said that taste and smell are the strongest memory senses. And so when they would taste those elements of the Seder meal, it made new again, it made real again, the mystery of their going from slavery to freedom through the tasting, through the telling, through all these experiences of their tradition. And as I said, I believe we get this so strongly through them as well, that we Christians, we do the same thing. We tell our story over and over. We read the scriptures. We go through these 40 days of Lent, knowing that Jesus rises from the dead. We know that Easter is the end of the story of Lent, but we relive it. Every year we go into the desert because we don't just relive the moment, we relive the mystery. And the mystery is renewed every time we experience it. In our readings today, we get the beginning of the story. We frame why we celebrate this season in the first place. We start with Genesis and Adam and Eve and their disobedience, their grasping for something. Then Paul retells the story to the Romans. He tells about how it was through the disobedience of the first man that we inherited death, but by the obedience of the second, Jesus, and his salvific work, that we inherit life. And then in the gospel, we see Jesus starting this mission, this going into the desert. It comes right after his baptism in the Jordan, where he is identified as the beloved Son of the Father. And then he's led by the Spirit into the desert. And the Spirit leads him there because it's the fulfillment of his mission. He came to pick a fight. He came to pick a fight with not only the enemy, but with death itself. And so he goes into the desert to be tempted by the enemy, knowing that he will not have the last word, but that Jesus will conquer sin and death. And so, brothers and sisters, join with me as we go through these next 40 days, reliving the mysteries of our faith. Today, just as the Jews have their Seder meal, we have our Eucharistic meal. We taste these ordinary elements, bread and wine, transformed into Jesus' body and blood. This is central to the mystery that we relive today. So let's receive our Lord Jesus. Let's relive the mystery of our faith, remembering it's not death and the enemy that gets the last word. It's Jesus on the other side of the grave.